I don't generally do videos reacting to other content creators, but this is just too much. If you're a content creator and you depend on YouTube for your livelihood, especially if you're conservative, just stop. Don't do it. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. I generally don't react to other content creators, even if it's content creators, content that I like to watch. But I've been seeing a pattern, and YouTube's been doing this for quite some time. And especially with conservatives, it's very difficult to stay monetize. And you know, if you're a big company or a big platform, you know, you can take the hit and you can tell your audience to follow you elsewhere. But when you are solely using this platform to provide for your family and they yank the rug from under you, from out under you, it's just hard. Like I was watching Kingdom Reacts and MXR, they both put up videos here. MXR, he put up one that says YouTube is forcing me to delete all my videos. And then you had Kingdom Reacts, he said YouTube just took everything from me. That one was very difficult to watch, because essentially, from what I gather, I didn't watch all of it. It was really hard to get through, because he broke down because this is how he provides for his family. And you had some idiot Rob on there. I don't know what the comment was, but it caused him to make an outburst, to tell him to blank himself. I don't know what he said, but to take joy in someone being demonetized because you don't like their political views is wrong. It really is. The other content creator, you know, his content was more on the basis of lewd things, as far as that's what he said. But the problem with both of them on YouTube part is they don't tell you exactly what videos and what you need to do to fix this problem. So you're left guessing. As far as the MXR, he says that they didn't tell him exactly what videos were causing the issues. He thought it could have been his thumbnails because they had some lewd things in there. So he completely got rid of all his thumbnails and tried to reapply in 3 months, and they still won't accept him. So now he feels like he's forced to delete all of his videos that he built up over the years that people love. And the same with Kingdom Reacts. I mean, it was really hard for me to watch the man talk about this. It really was. Because I know that it had nothing to do with this so-called violation, and have everything to do with his political views. It really does. And that's the reason why I would never, ever quit my day job and put all of my efforts into building a platform on YouTube to support myself. It's just not going to happen, because they hold too much power, and I know that politically they do not like where I'm coming from, and whether they want to admit it aloud or not, they will use that against me to cause me harm and not to make money. I mean, shadow banning was one effort of doing it, but to out and out demonetize a complete channel. It was heartbreaking to watch him break down on there. So I will put a link to his Patreon. I believe he had Patreon, and I will put a link there if you want to support him, because this is just wrong. You can't have companies that do not align with you politically just be able to say, you know what, we don't like your political views, and even though you have a good sized audience and you can make us money, we're going to be spiteful and we're not going to allow you to support your family, therefore you have to go. And that's what they do, because if you can't support your family, what are you supposed to do? That's why, as a content creator, I will never, ever put my faith into YouTube. I'll not put my faith into anyone, any company anyway. My faith is in God, and God is the way I can keep my faith and know that it will be secure. But you cannot put your faith into these companies and think that everything is good, but then a year or two down the road, they decide that, you know what, we're going to just demonetize you. We're just going to shut your channel down, like they did with my political bomb show channel. We're just going to shut it down. So don't put your, if you are thinking about becoming a content creator, YouTube, yes, it is a good platform where you can grow your audience, but I would really rethink, especially if you're coming from a conservative viewpoint and you are not a big company and you are essentially one person doing this, I would urge you not to solely depend on YouTube. I mean, that you can use YouTube, but I would make another platform your primary source of income if that's what you're going to do, whether it be Rumble. Although Rumble, they don't pay as much right now, but it's better that you establish yourself somewhere else where you know you're not going to be targeted because of your political views. And that's why I don't do what I'm doing to get to make a living. If the residual income comes in, it does, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm not going to depend on YouTube to help me make it to be my sole source of living. I just won't. My views are not aligned with theirs, and unfortunately, they will use this against you, whether or not they want to admit it or not. They will use this against you and say, you know what, we're gonna shut you up. How we're gonna shut you up? We're gonna allow you. We're gonna make sure that you don't make any money. And so therefore, we are going to shut you down because you won't have a voice anymore. And you can't allow this to happen. You have to build your audience elsewhere. Build them elsewhere, whether it be Rumble and or for live. If you're someone who like to do a lot of live reactions, I would advise you to use Twitch. I would advise Twitch. I don't know how they are, but I can only assume politically a lot of these companies, these tech companies are left biased, left leaning. But I've not been on Twitch because I don't really do live. I just don't have time to do live content. It's just not enough time in the day. I'm more involved in my church, you know. I'm one of the videographers, or the main videographer there. And so projects are starting to come along that I have to take care of and stuff like that. And I'm also on the team where on Sundays I have to be there and help with the live broadcast of our church service. I'll also put a link if you want to watch our church live on Sundays, 10 a.m. You can watch it live. I'm also trying to steer our church not away from YouTube, but I'm trying to talk to the pastors to tell them about Rumble, because I just don't trust Google or Alphabet, whatever you want to call it, the owner of YouTube. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. And unfortunately, they have so much leverage over me, because like I have the YouTube TV, which I enjoy. I have not had problems with it, but that's still under the umbrella of Google or YouTube, Alphabet, whatever you want to call the company. I don't know the exact name. I don't care. But there's that. And then there's my Gmail. And then there's my Google, the cloud service. And then there's the other Google cloud service. There's two of them. I can't think of the name of them. But what I'm saying is they're just too ingrained. And I need to peel away some of these layers. I don't like Amazon either. I tried their cloud service. I prefer this one. But they have too much tentacles stuck in me, is basically what I'm trying to say here. And there's not many places you can go, because so many of these big tech, where millions of people are, where you could potentially make some money, well, then you're going to run into the same problem as YouTube. So I feel really bad for Kingdom Reacts. I feel bad. I mean, I couldn't finish watching it. He was very emotional, rightfully so. When the company don't tell you what, they're vague about it. And I think they're vague about it on purpose. They don't want the problem corrected. They just want you to go away, is what it sounds like. It really does. It really does. Like, for me, they've told me about an old video. I don't even know what year this was. When I was going to the Tammy Starr thing. And they sent me a email saying they're taking it down. But who knows? The company's so vindictive. Like, because my random thoughts are now getting more politically motivated and threading the lines as along political bomb show theme, who knows if they're going to say, you know what, he's getting too political again. Let's just shut down his channel by demonetizing him. Well, demonetizing me isn't going to change me saying anything. So maybe they might want to just remove my channel altogether. But either way, what I'm saying, if one day if you just come by to check my channel lock and it's gone, then you'll know that, well, YouTube made their move on me and have decided to shut me down. And that's why I would never try to make a living this way. That's why I always direct people at the beginning of my show. I say go to politicalbombshow.com or raydog.com to help support the channel, because you never know what tomorrow brings with these companies, whether or not they're going to allow you to have the freedom to speak truth contrary to what they believe is the truth. So that's a problem. I don't like government getting into, I say, let the market handle things like this. And I'm not someone who tells everyone to boycott, but it's clear boycotts can work. Just look at Anheuser-Busch. Look how well that's working. So I say all of that to say the reason why I would never ever depend on YouTube for my sole source of income is because they're vindictive and they're evil, and they will shut you down just to shut you up because you're not aligned with them politically. I'm not going to hold back words. That's how they are. I don't care really the ramifications of what I'm saying, because the truth is the truth. They just shut you down because they don't agree with you politically. There's no disputing it. I mean, at least tell the man exactly what it is he did that he can fix his mistakes so he could go back to making a living. I've watched his content many times. I don't see the reason why you decided to demonetize him. I really don't. But again, I felt really bad watching him. And it doesn't matter what his race is, but seeing another black man being kept down because of what they believe, in this case, in his conservatism, it's wrong. And it's not right. I don't like it at all. I don't like when a company decides that, you know what? You are conservative and we are not, and we are not going to allow you to make any money on our platform. So you know what? We're just going to click a button that says demonetize. There you go. Have a nice day. Enjoy your family heartache. That's what essentially they're saying to you. And even if it was the other way around, if a liberal went on, I don't know, Rumble, I don't know that Rumble is mainly conservative, but there's lots of conservative views that they allow there. But it's like a liberal going on Rumble, and Rumble saying, you know what? I don't like your liberal views, so we're going to not allow you to make any money. I would be reacting the same way. So I just don't, I can't. I feel so bad for the man. I would play some of his video here, but I'm just going to put a link. I believe he is with Patreon. Let's see real quick. Let's see if I could turn this volume down and see if he's with Patreon. Let's see. So Kingdom React. Let's see. Give me a second here. Kingdom React. About me. Yeah, so he does have Patreon. So I will direct you to his Patreon and see if you could if you can help him out that way, you know. The other video, the other MXR, it's a different situation. I mean, he does have more subscribers, which in itself, you know, people on this platform are more inclined to be a subscriber of lewd content, as he sort of alluded to here. And let's see what he has here. Well, he doesn't even have a Patreon for me to help direct to. He only have YouTube. So yeah, that's what, see, he made the error that I'm talking about. Do not put all of your efforts into a platform that you don't own. Lesson learned. Don't put all of your efforts into a platform you do not own. From the beginning, even when before there was a YouTube, I learned to have my own website, which is myraydog.com. This is before I had my other one, politicalbombshow.com. You always have your website. So today or tomorrow, if I'm shut down, people know they can go to raydog.com and they can find me and support me that way and find wherever I am by going to my website. It's like a hub. Same with politicalbombshow.com. People can go there and see what I'm up to. If a platform decided to shut me down completely, well, I can easily have links to where I could be found, because there's always somewhere to go. There's always somewhere you can go. And if they don't want to host your videos, there's always self-hosting. You can self-host your own videos. So if you're a content creator, and this is just any content creator, but especially if you are conservative, you have to think about these things ahead of time. You have to have your own domain, which is very important. I like WordPress myself, but you can use whatever website design you like, but you need to have your own domain where once you build up your audience, you always direct them to go there, because this is where they can buy your merch, listen to your music, watch your videos, whatever it is you do, buy your artwork. whatever it is you do, you can direct them there. Don't just depend on YouTube.com or Instagram.com, Facebook.com, Twitter.com, or X. I don't even know if it's X.com, whatever they're calling it. Don't depend on these things. Even if they're conservative, Truth Social, whatever it is, don't depend on these third-party social platforms. Think of it as that. What did you do, Chip? Something fell. Depend on yourself. Have your own website where people can go. Did you do something, Chip? What did you do, huh? Huh, buddy? What did you do? Have your own website, and then you can direct people to buy your merch and do all these things that you want them to do. But again, I feel really bad for the man, and I didn't mean to go this long, but it's just really frustrating how you can have a company just decide that we're going to silence you and allow you not to make money for your family. I mean, it hurts. You're dependent on this. Your family's dependent on this. The man has a family. Even myself, I'm single, but I still have a home that I need to pay the mortgage to. I have bills to pay. A dog to feed, sugar gliders to feed, a second dog I'm looking into, which I'm going to probably do a story on that too. But it's about Craigslist, and I reached out to them for comment. But talking about rehoming animals, so I may do that story there. But I really feel bad for the man. So again, I will leave his Patreon there. And if you are a content creator, do not depend solely on these companies, because they even, you know, I can't think of the name of the one who was talking about the transgenders. I can't think of his name right now, and they decided to demonetize him. But the difference between him and Kingdom Reacts is this man, he worked for the Daily Beast? The Daily, I can't remember his name. If you know who I'm talking about, leave a comment in the description. I mean, leave a comment below. But he don't have anything to worry about, because yes, he was making good money, but he's working for a big media company, and he can direct people who will follow him there. But as far as Kingdom Reacts, he don't have that luxury to direct, because out of all the people who watch him, are they going to actually follow him somewhere where they need to install another app or go to Rumble or something, somewhere different? Are they going to actually follow him there? So that's the problem with why you can't allow them to have a stronghold against you. You really can't. So anyway, that's all I got here. Don't forget to go to politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. Again, link will be in the description for Kingdom Reacts Patreon. And I'll see you in the next one. Here we go.